Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today.
Welcome. So we got a couple pieces I've got to get to here before we call it a day. Dan Bishop was questioning Alejandro Mayorkas in the House Homeland Security budget hearing yesterday. This is simultaneous, by the way, as they're delivering the articles of impeachment to the Senate on this. Now, that's it. Time here. I got to figure out which one's. I tell you, we got to do cut for it. We have to. The border's too important. I want you to listen to this back and forth between Dan Bishop and Mayorkas.
I understand this RCM has denied that this is authentic, but of course there are competing reports about it. But let me ask you this: what actions is the Department of Homeland Security taking to ensure that, especially given the millions of illegal entries, including 2 million gotaways, that non-citizens are being prevented from registering and voting unlawfully?
Congressman, individuals who are not citizens of the United States cannot vote in federal elections.
But that's not what I asked. I asked what actions DHS is taking to ensure that that doesn't occur.
Well, two things. Number one, I believe that it is state and local election officials that monitor the eligibility of individuals. We do not oversee the election enrollment process. What we do is enforce our borders and, in fact...
So
said Shorter, you do nothing. Now, what they're talking about, this group RCM, of which Mayorkas used to be on the board, I believe, has been accused of distributing flyers encouraging illegal aliens in Mexico to get into the country in time and vote in the November elections. Now, there's a follow-up right now. Dan Bishop, once again with Mayorkas, great little shortcut where I think he lays it out.
How can Congress and the American people have confidence that the outcome of close elections will not turn on the votes of non-citizens who have registered and voted unlawfully?
Congressman, election security is one of our priorities. In the distribution of federal grant funds to state and local jurisdictions, we have made election security a priority.
How can he say that? Just a moment ago, he literally said they're not doing anything. But it's their priority. This is why the guy's got to go. Now, quickly, before we have to head out, cut 19. Josh Hawley over in the Senate Energy and National Resources Committee hearing. He gets into it with Jennifer Granholm back and forth several times. He finishes up with this comment.
Secretary, all I have to say is this record is just deplorable. It is despicable. It is outrageous that hundreds of officers in the Energy Department are trading shares. It's
incorrect.
Is outrageous that you misled us. It is outrageous that you are continuing to mislead us. And it is outrageous you're going to conferences and events funded by foreign billionaires using dark money to try to influence our politics. This has got to change. And frankly, you should go.
And she should go. He's talking about the fact that she lied under oath that she no longer had any individual stocks. It would be a conflict of interest to her role as energy secretary. He grilled her over the fact that she lied under oath, and she said, I did not. I just made a mistake. I didn't know. I had them. He said, so someone's managing your large portfolio? And she said, no, I manage it. So which is it? It's like my orcas, right? One breath they tell one lie, the next breath they tell a different one. This is actually why we need to clean house. And we need men and women in Congress that have the intestinal fortitude to get the job done. No more patty cake. Our republic is on the line. It's time not just for you and me, the merry band of regulars, to do it. It's time for our elected employees to learn those three most important words and go into Congress every day ready to live life boldly. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
The Regular Joe Show.